Prison Letters and Rebel Writings is a new book which collects the correspondence of the Countess herself. They reveal her character, her day-to-day life behind bars, her opinions on events in Ireland, and her relationship with friends and family. The letters were compiled and edited by Lindy Nocton, and she joins me now in studio. Lindy, you're very, very welcome.
Thank you.
This is not your first essay into the life and times of Countess Markievicz, is it?
No, it's because when I was writing the biography, I realised that the copy of the letters that had been, the published version of the letters that had come out in the 1930s varied an awful lot from what I was reading in the National Library. And a lot of it was kind of because some people were still alive at the time, such as Maud Gonne. And so it was like trying to fill the holes in a jigsaw puzzle, in fact, you know, trying to figure out. And I'm not saying I got it perfect. I am not saying I got it. If anyone, I hope people will come up with their opinions on what I've done as well. And I'm very happy to hear from them if they do.
One thing that strikes you reading the contents page of your book is how much time she spent in and out of prison between 1916 and 1923.
She did. It's something that we were inclined to forget. And she died, as we know, she wasn't even 60. But she spent the bones of 3 years in jail. And in the first jail in particular in Aylesbury, it was, as she says, with the gutter rats of the world, though she only said that in an unofficial letter. Most of her letters were quite official, so she didn't lambaste the condition she was in, because her whole view was, I'll just keep my head down, keep quiet, you know. But the food was terrible. The sanitary conditions were disgusting. The beds were hard. There was rats everywhere, the usual sort of thing. She was in prison with, as she says, prostitutes. But her, Constance being Constance, she did see the human side of it and realised that something had to be done about these women. And she wasn't unsympathetic to their lives or their cause.
She also spent some time in what's probably one of the most famous women's prisons in the world, Holloway.
Well, she was in Holloway when she was elected as the MP. And she was more of, that period was as a political prisoner, and she was with Maud Gonne and Kathleen Clark, and okay, they were bored out of their minds, but she painted, she made little embroideries and things. She made the most of her time there. I think Aylesbury was the real shocker. Holloway, they ended up in a hospital wing, so they were well enough looked after. They Kathleen Clark in particular protested, she became quite ill.
Segment 1.
Prison Letters and Rebel Writings is a new book which collects the correspondence of the Countess herself. They reveal her character, her day-to-day life behind bars, her opinions on events in Ireland, and her relationship with friends and family. The letters were compiled and edited by Lindy Nocton, and she joins me now in studio. Lindy, you're very, very welcome.
Thank you.
This is not your first essay into the life and times of Countess Markievicz, is it?
No, it's because when I was writing the biography, I realised that the copy of the letters that had been, the published version of the letters that had come out in the 1930s varied an awful lot from what I was reading in the National Library.
Segment 2.
And a lot of it was kind of because some people were still alive at the time, such as Maud Gonne. And so it was like trying to fill the holes in a jigsaw puzzle, in fact, you know, trying to figure out. And I'm not saying I got it perfect. I am not saying I got it. If anyone, I hope people will come up with their opinions on what I've done as well. And I'm very happy to hear from them if they do.
One thing that strikes you reading the contents page of your book is how much time she spent in and out of prison between 1916 and 1923.
She did. It's something that we were inclined to forget. And she died, as we know, she wasn't even 60.
Segment 3.
But she spent the bones of 3 years in jail. And in the first jail in particular in Aylesbury, it was, as she says, with the gutter rats of the world, though she only said that in an unofficial letter. Most of her letters were quite official, so she didn't lambaste the condition she was in, because her whole view was, I'll just keep my head down, keep quiet, you know. But the food was terrible. The sanitary conditions were disgusting. The beds were hard. There was rats everywhere, the usual sort of thing. She was in prison with, as she says, prostitutes. But her, Constance being Constance, she did see the human side of it and realised that something had to be done about these women, and she wasn't unsympathetic to their lives or their cause.
Segment 4.
She also spent some time in what's probably one of the most famous women's prisons in the world, Holloway.
Well, she was in Holloway when she was elected as the MP. And she was more of, that period was as a political prisoner, and she was with Maud Gonne and Kathleen Clark, and okay, they were bored out of their minds, but she painted, she made little embroideries and things. She made the most of her time there. I think Aylesbury was the real shocker. Holloway, they ended up in a hospital wing, so they were well enough looked after. Kathleen Clark in particular protested, she became quite ill.